One of Christianity's grandest churches is St. Peter's Basilica. This basilica was built in Rome over the tomb of St. Peter, who suffered martyrdom around the year 65 Common Era. Construction of the present basilica began in 1506 and was completed about a century later. It replaced an older St. Peter's Basilica constructed on the same site. In today's Gospel, Jesus was talking to his disciples. He asked them a question. Who do you say I am? Peter was the one who responded, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter had recognized Jesus as the Son of God, the Messiah. Jesus stated that God the Father had revealed this to Peter, not any human wisdom. Thus Jesus chose Peter, an imperfect man, to be the rock upon which the church, the ecclesia, the gathering of Christ's disciples, would be built. The church is not simply another NGO or social agency of good works. It is meant to be the community of the disciples of Jesus who listen to their teacher and follow him. St. Paul tells us, Now you together are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Jesus guides the church or the gathering of his disciples in many ways. He not only guides through Scripture, but also through the successor of Peter, who today is Pope Francis. Pope Francis speaks out frequently. Just this month, he stated, We need an integral ecology. We need to listen to the suffering of the planet alongside that of the poor. We need to put the drama of desertification alongside that of refugees, the issue of migration alongside that of the falling birth rate. Is the Pope speaking only for himself, or is he speaking for Christ? Does Christ the Good Shepherd, God's word and wisdom, speak through the Pope to the Church about world concerns, or is the Pope just another prophetic voice? If he is Christ's voice to us today, do we hear and recognize his exhortations? How do we respond? Jesus also asks us the question he asked his disciples, Who do you say that I am? How do you relate to me? We are not asked for a theological or intellectual description. We are asked who Jesus the Christ is for us. Does Christ guide us through the teaching of the Pope and the Church, who challenge me through his prophetic voice? Do I listen and follow? Is Jesus teaching me through my reflection upon Scripture, my Lectio Divina, and my silent prayer? Does he call me through his presence in the Eucharist? Is he the one I hear in a discouraged family member, or in a struggling migrant, or the homeless? Do I experience his presence within the natural world? Through elk and the redwood trees? What gets in the way of my listening and responding to Christ? Our answer is personal. It is not found in the catechism or some theological book. Jesus asks us, Whom do you say I am? Who am I for you? How we answer determines how we respond to him. St. Peter's Basilica was built in Rome over the bones of St. Peter. However, the church, the gathering of Christ's disciples, is built with living stones. Those who hear him guiding and challenging us in our world today, and those who respond. Peter was able to say who Jesus was for him. Can we answer Jesus' question for ourselves?